By saying that the back of unbelief has been broken, Peduzima means that the influence of unbelief has declined. Unbelief will come to an intellectual end in the time of Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him. Peduzima engaged in intellectual activities that would reduce the effect of unbelief in his own time, but he was not instrumental in unbelief coming to a total end. He says that Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him, will put an end to the greatest corruption of the end times and will scatter oppression. At the time of the greatest corruption at the end of time. This means that the truly terrible corruption, strife, and conflict will all come after Bedu-Zeman, in the end times. And indeed, after the death of Bedu-Zeman, and just as our master has described, Darwinist and materialist ideologies gained great strength, and many spiritual and physical evils caused by irreligious ideologies prevailed across the world. Both the greatest mujtahid, interpreter of the law, and the greatest mujahid, reviver. Since Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him, will be the greatest mujtahid and the greatest mujahid, it is he, according to the Quran and the Hadiths, who will produce new commands when necessary, and the entire Islamic world will obey him on that subject. In other words, Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him, will not be a member of any school, but all sects will obey him. Bedu-Zeman was a member of the Shafi school and remained a member of the Shafi school until the end of his days. A judge. Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him, is the judge. In other words, he will make the judicial system completely just. He will renew and rearrange it, and his justice will reign everywhere in the world. Using the title of judge, he will resolve all Muslims' problems, and the world will attain salvation through his just rulings and governance. Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him, will not be judged himself, but will implement justice to the fullest extent, bringing full and true justice to the judicial system. Bedu-Zeman, however, spent all his life in prisons, in exile, and in great suffering. And these sufferings led to him earning the approval of Allah and of all Muslims. And a Mahdi and Murshid, a guide to the true path, and Qutb al-Azam, a great saint to whom Muslims adhere. Our master says that Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him, is both a Mahdi, someone who will lead people to happiness, and a Murshid, who will lead people to truth and beauty, and also the Qutb al-Azam, a saint to whom Muslims are devoted and the greatest Murshid of all time. Bedu-Zeman was a great scholar, the Mujahid of the 13th century and the Hijri calendar, but there is no question of all Islamic scholars being devoted to him in his time. Send a luminous person, and that person will be from the family of the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Bedu-Zeman refers to Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him, as a person, not a collective personality. That person will be from the family of the Prophet, peace be upon him, he says. A collective personality cannot be descended from our Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he says he will be sent, not that he has come and gone. It is clear from our master's words that Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him, will come as an individual. Of course Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him, will have followers and also a collective personality made up by them. But Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him, will personally be at the head of his followers and of the collective personality they represent. Almighty Allah, who fills and empties the world between the heavens and earth with clouds, in an instant stills the storms of the sea, and in an hour in spring creates samples of the summer, and in an hour in summer creates a winter storm. Some people regard it as very difficult for Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him, to come as an individual, for unbelief to come to an end as a result of his and his followers' activities, and for the moral values of Islam to reign in the world. But our master Badu Zaman says that in the same way that Almighty Allah can calm all storms in a second if He so wishes, in the same way that He creates summer within spring in a moment, or summer in winter, so He has the power to send Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him, and to stop all corruption through him. He says this is an easy matter for Almighty Allah to do. Scatter the darkness within the world of Islam by means of the Mahdi. He has promised this, and certainly He will carry out His promise. Our Master says that Almighty Allah, the Lord of all, will scatter all oppression in the Islamic world by means of Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him. The oppression to which the Islamic world has been subjected to did not come to an end in the time of Badu Zaman. Iraq, Afghanistan, East Turkestan, Moro, Burma, Kashmir, Syria. Muslims are still literally held captive and being oppressed all over the world. This oppression, pain, and suffering will come to a complete end through Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him. This is Allah's promise, and Allah will definitely keep His promise.